Okay, that's it. Those are just my questions. Is the LSB going to also be interviewing them? Are they all in the signal area?
Yes, they're all in the signal area. We did offer that they could, join us on the LSB call, and I assume some of them will be there. I think we have written material from everybody. I'm not sure if we have the, I think a couple of the interviews did not get, recorded, unfortunately. But people could view them, for what we have. Bill has a hand up.
Wait. So the LSB doesn't have a further vote on them?
No, the LSB would vote on them.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Refer back to the PNB authorizing motion that was sent around a couple of times with this. Bella, go ahead.
Yes, as a former chair of the CAB, I have shared pertinent information with Dan Acori to guide him. We've had extensive communication. I cannot get involved with it, and I want to remind everyone here, the Community Advisory Board is an independent agency from the LSB, from anything to do with the management stewardship. So therefore, what we can do is just help it in any way possible, but we cannot micromanage it. We can guide it. We can assist it in any way possible. But it's an independent agency, which is really responsible to the CPB. And it is here for that reason. And so we got to keep that in mind. Therefore, I am against Beth's motion in its entirety. Parts of it. Considering all the people that have come forward, taken the time to be interviewed and, you know, be part of this effort, we need as many people as possible. This is all damn, you know, good. But we have to maintain our separation. This is all an right. independent,
okay, thank you.
Independent body from the Thanks. LSP. And management.
Yeah, so just to clarify again for Raymond's question and everybody, yes, the CAB is has no relationship to management, to governance of the station, or to it has the various jobs that are outlined in the CPB regs, and I think that's what Beth wants to add in. The main point is that the CPB guidance for that and the PNB motion that we're operating under calls for the management to produce a plan for programming in the coming year to submit to the CAB and get their response and feedback to based on the community needs assessment. And the CAB is also charged with addressing the governance body once a year. So we would have to schedule a meeting of the local station board to hear from the CAB based on their findings. All that is in the PNB.
Mr. Chair,
Chair, I have my hand up as well.
Yeah, Bella, stop for a second and let me finish speaking, please.
You said annually. That would be quarterly.
No. It's annually. Once a year, the CAB is supposed to come before the local station board and present its findings. But it's not part of governance. It doesn't function within governance. In terms of the Program Oversight Committee, historically, the Program Oversight Committee has looked at various mechanisms of evaluating programming. In addition to community needs, there are many other factors, like the sound quality, the air quality, the nature of the guests, the nature of engagement with the listeners, and a lot of other things. The Program Oversight Committee also looks at the decision-making process at the station, and that is fair and equitable, and many other tasks that are not a part of the purview of the CAB.
Thank you, Lawrence, for interrupting me. Thank you.
You're welcome, Bella. Lawrence, you're next.
Thank you. I just want to respond to Kim Kaufman. All of the members that were interviewed, the potential members that were interviewed, are all subscribers. They're all listeners of the station, subscribe listeners. And they also understand, so every question that you ask is a yes response, Kim, cause they know they cannot serve on governance. They are an independent body, not some kind of, entity. They are an independent governance body, that would operate to, carry out their charge. I don't like mandate. Carry out their charge. So all those questions you had, Ken, is yes to all of them.
Okay, so Beth has put into the email, if everybody can look at it, the additions that you wanted to add. Part of a motion is to divide the two into separate motions. Into the first part of the motion about constituting the CAB, she adds the CAB's responsibilities from the CPB. A CAB may establish and follow its own schedule and agenda, the CAB structure and composition, including the number of members, its terms, and methods of appointment and removal should be established by the station's governing body. The CAB's responsibilities include the right to review the station's programming goals, the right to review the service provided by the station, the right to review significant policy decisions rendered by the station, and for the obligation to advise the station's governing body on whether the station's programming and other significant policies are meeting the specialized educational and cultural needs of the communities served by the station, and to make recommendations the CAB deems appropriate to meet such needs. CAB annual certification, the Act requires stations to certify annually their compliance with the CAB requirements. The certification is part of the CPB's required community service grant agreement and certification of eligibility. The CAB shall adopt its own bylaws and rules pursuant to the relevant above-named policies and guidelines. So Beth's amendment is to incorporate that into the first part of the motion, and then she wants to separate the second half of the motion as a separate motion. Be it further resolved, the LSB approves as the initial members of the CAB the following applicants who have been interviewed and approved, as well as any additional applicants interviewed and approved before the April 24th, 2022 meeting, up to a total of 20, with the proviso that additional members up to that total of 20 can be recruited and added as they become available. 10 of the additional CAB members, and this was discussed in the working group, 10 of the additional initial CAB members, as determined by drawing lots, shall serve four-year terms, with the remaining 10 serving initial two-year terms so the CAB membership can turn over. Turnover can be staggered and continuity preserved. The LSB further urges station management to collaborate with the CAB by providing the required annual programming plan, by noticing the CAB membership and meetings on the station website, and by promoting on-air and by other means the existence, purpose, meetings, and opportunity to participate in the CAB. And I think that... Yeah, go ahead, Lawrence.
So we have 17 minutes left in this meeting, and you have two hands. You have Bella, who was first, and then Kim.
Yeah. You also have to draft the agenda for the meeting, otherwise it's going to fall to the chair and the secretary. Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, I am opposed to separating the motion, and I call for the vote. I move that we call for the vote.
I'm order. Point of order.
I would like a second.
Yeah, sorry.
You can't I heard a point. Vote. You can't call for a vote in
yeah,
the minute.
You have to move to close debate, and it would take a two-thirds.
You do it in
committee. I am moving to close debate. That's what I am doing. Closing debate.
You can't
that is
do
my
that
motion.
In committee.
What do you mean you cannot do that in committee? I am, we can do, we...
Point of order.
Okay, I'm sorry. One at a time.
I can't find the citation now, but I will find it and send it. Good Lord.
I don't understand why Kim is speaking out of order. Point of order.
Because I made a point of order to me. Why are you speaking out of order?
Would everybody please stop talking?
Okay, may I be recognized?
Yeah, go ahead, Lawrence.
I'm next. After Bella.
Oh, my God.
I have a parliamentary inquiry. Can a motion be made to close debate, Mr. Taylor?
What is that noise?
It's somebody's timer. Don't worry
it's
about it.
It's my timer, Mr. Goldstone. Sorry if it bothers you.
Yeah. Robert says that when you have a a group of 12 or fewer, then some of the rules can be relaxed, such as seconding motions. However, 13 and higher is another area where it's okay to second things. I mean, it's okay either way. I mean, if you want to enforce what they call the small committee rules.
I'm sorry, Mr. Tatum, that wasn't the inquiry. The inquiry was about closing debate.
Okay, that's one of the motions that requires a two-thirds vote. Therefore, that would be one of the motions that you would need a second for in a small committee and a large committee. So,
okay, thank you. So is there a second for Bella's motion to end debate?
Second.
Okay, is there opposition to ending debate?
Marisol Cruz seconded.
Yes, I heard. We heard it. Thank you.
Yeah,
she did not say her name.
Ms. Coffin's object.
Okay, so we're going to vote. It's 9:46. We're going to vote on ending debate. Ralph, can you call the roll?
Excuse me, this is Beth. This is ending debate on the original motion or on my amendment?
On the motion completely, right? The entire motion, right? As amended or divided, right?
Bella objected to dividing it, but I don't think that stands. If we end debate, we'll vote on the two halves separately as amended. Ralph, you still with us?
Yes.
Can you call the roll in ending debate?
Fortunately.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Alan Beek?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
Yes.
Fred votes yes. Sue Cohen Johnson?
She's gone.
Yeah, she left. She said she had to leave.
Okay. Marisol Cruz?
Yes.
Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Raymond Goldstone?
Yes.
Ralph Hawkins votes yes. Michael Heiss?
He's gone.
Gone. Eric Jacobson?
Eric, you have to unmute. Come back to him.
Okay. Kim Kaufman?
No.
Kim votes no. Myla Reason?
Dan McCoy just chose the
Hello. I vote no.
I see Eric has unmuted. Eric, we're voting on ending debate. How do you want to vote?
Pass.
Oh.
Pass. Okay, thank you.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Paul Roberson?
He's gone.
Janine Roan?
Yes.
Janine votes yes. Ruth Strauss?
Yes.
Ruth votes yes. Beth Von Gutten?
Abstain.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Eric Jacobson?
Abstain.
Okay, I think that's everyone. Hold on. That's 11 yes votes. 2 no votes and 2 abstentions.
Okay, so we've ended debate. I'm going to read the motions. It was, we're going to deal with it as divided motion. The first one is the first half. Move that the Community Advisory Board be reconstituted effective immediately pursuant to PNB policy and CPB guidelines with a projected membership of up to 20 individuals to conduct a community needs assessment and use it to evaluate how well current and proposed programming on KPFK meets those needs of the diverse and extensive geographic and demographic communities in our broadcast area.
Oh, sorry.
The other CAB responsibilities, a CAB may establish and follow its own schedule and agenda, the CAB structure and composition, including the number of members, their terms, and methods of appointment and removal should be established by the station's governing body. The CAB's responsibilities include the right to review the station's governing programming goals, the right to review the service provided by the station, the right to review significant policy decisions rendered by the station, and the obligation to advise the station's governing body on whether the station's programming and other significant policies are meeting the specialized educational and cultural needs of the communities served by the station, and to make recommendations the CAB deems appropriate to meet such needs. The CAB annual certification required by the Communications Act requires stations to certify annually their compliance with the CAB requirements. The certification is part of the CPB's required community service grant agreement and certification of eligibility. The CAB shall adopt its own bylaws and rules pursuant to the relevant above-named policies and guidelines. Any objections?
Yes, I have to object. I'm sorry.
Okay. Is that the only objection?
We have to go into a vote, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry?
We have to go into a vote, Mr. Chair.
No, we don't. Okay. If that's
the only objection, I think we'll note the objection and proceed.
We need to go to a vote. Can you check with Parliament?
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm not going to argue over it. Ralph, just call the roll.
Right.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Alan Beek?
Yes.
Alan votes yes. Fred Blair?
Pass.
Fred passes. Marisol Cruz?
Yes.
Bella DeSoto?
Pass.
Bella passes. Raymond Goldstone?
Yes.
Raymond votes yes. Ralph votes yes. Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Eric votes yes. Kim Kaufman?
No.
Kim votes no. Myla Reason?
Abstain.
Myla abstains. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Was that a pass?
No, Secretary. That was a yes.
Okay, Lawrence was a yes. Janine Roan?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, that was Janine is the yes.
Okay, Ruth Strauss?
I think you should probably recuse yourself on this vote, since you're a candidate.
She's muted at the moment. Come back to her.
Okay. Beth Von Gutten?
Yes.
Beth votes yes. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
Fred, how do you vote? Yes. Thank you.
Did you hear me? I said yes.
Fred votes yes. Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Bella votes yes. Ruth Strauss?
Ruth? She has left, I think.
She was there a minute ago, but just consider it an abstention since she is one of the nominees. Maybe she's recusing herself, as Lawrence suggested.
Okay.
Point of order.
Yes, what's your point of order, Myla?
Yeah, I think that when someone doesn't vote, it shouldn't be considered an abstention, but a non-vote.
Okay, yeah, fine. Just call it not voting then. Thank you.
Correct.
Timekeeper?
Yeah.
We are at 5 minutes to time.
Yes, I know. I was going to ask for a motion to extend for about 10 minutes or 15 minutes because we still have a lot of business to conduct.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella DeSoto. I move to extend 15 minutes.
Is there any objection?
I object.
Yes, I object.
Okay.
Finish with the vote?
Yeah.
Okay, the tally is 12 yes votes.
I object.
Okay, thank you. We heard the objections. Give us the tally, please.
12 yes votes, 1 no vote, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, that's carried. There are 5 minutes remaining in the meeting to time certain, and we have to vote on the second half of this motion, and we have not dealt with the agenda of the local station board meeting yet. So there is a motion to extend for 15 minutes. Eric?
Thank you, Michael. This is what I was afraid of. I don't think it's right that this body fob off on yourself and Ralph, the sole responsibility for formulating the LSB agenda. That's our job. We need to attend to it. And 15 minutes is not a lot to ask of people who volunteered to be on this committee, that the primary purpose of which was to set the LSB agenda. I urge a vote to extend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chair, point of information.
Yes. What is it?
I believe this requires a two-thirds vote, right?
Okay. That's why I asked for objections.
Okay.
Are there still objections to adding 15 minutes?
I withdraw my objection.
Thank you. Hearing none, we're going to extend for 15 minutes. We're going to go to a vote now on the second motion, and then we'll come back to the LSB agenda. Second motion, I don't think it needs another reading. It's to set up the CAB to approve the people to allow for additional memberships up to 20 and to have the drawing of lots so that 10 of the members serve for 4 years, 10 of the members serve for 2 years, so that there's a staggered membership. Are there objections to that motion? Okay, hearing none, that's adopted. Let's go on to the question of the LSB agenda. The question before us is the order of business on the LSB agenda. And my question to the body is about the unfinished business versus this new business. We have two pieces of new business that were mandated, one by the LSB itself and the other, I think, by this vote just now. One is we have to do the tally and resolve the question of the GM search committee. And then the second is to set up the CAB. Lawrence has a hand up. Go ahead.
Yeah, Chair. I believe that unfinished business should take priority.
Absolutely.
As the two items that you just mentioned should take priority.
Correct.
Okay, there's a contradiction between those two things. That's what I'm saying. In other words, normally we would begin with the unfinished business, but the LSB itself assigned this meeting the task of completing the GM search committee. So that's what I'm asking for some guidance on from this body. Kim has a hand up. Go ahead.
The GM search is basically unfinished business. So that would be number one,
okay,
under unfinished business. And then the other motions, would be under unfinished business. And then new business would be the CAB motions.
Okay.
Passed. That's the way I see it.
Okay. Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, I agree with that. We should dispense first with the election process, then go on to our other business as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Okay, so is that everybody's understanding we would have the GM search committee completion, which is part of the unfinished business. The other unfinished business is the motion from governance as amended on Spanish language programming, the finance committee motion on third party.
Thank you, gift fundraising.
What's that? Third party fundraising. Yeah.
Thank you, gift.
Yeah.
Donation.
Yes.
Fundraising.
Yes. Thank you. And then the fundraising committee motion regarding posting of the meetings of some of the national bodies. And then we would go on to the usual other sets of business. We'd have hopefully a GM report, directors' reports, other committee reports, including from the governance committee, this CAB motion.
Okay.
Is that?
Let's move on.
Yeah, Janine's hand up, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, go ahead, Janine.
No, I was just adding the fundraising. I hadn't heard it yet. I took my hand up.
Yeah, that was part of the unfinished business was the Finance Committee, the Fundraising Committee, the previous Governance Committee report, which was the Spanish language program. Go ahead, Grace.
I think the formation of the CAB is so important. We have to get that rolling as soon as possible. So I think that that should be the second item on the agenda. This body can give it priority because of its importance. I also feel that if possible, action items should be put at the top of the agenda and reports should come after so that this LSB can get work done as a priority. So I would like to move the CAB formation motions to right after the conclusion of the GM search committee process.
Okay, may I be recognized?
Yeah, I have Florence and then Kim has a hand up as well and Janine. Go ahead. This is on Grace's motion.
On Grace's motion, I second, to move up the CAB, standing up the CAB committee.
Okay, thank you. Kim and then Janine.
Well, technically this is a motion from governance. So what you could do is move up the committee meetings earlier in the agenda, because this is not an independent motion. It's a motion from governance. So it would go under the governance committee motions. Now, finance committee doesn't have any motions other than the unfinished business, and probably most of the other committees don't either. So you could get it addressed earlier by doing it that way. Do you understand?
Okay, thank you. Yes, you're saying we would deal with the unfinished business and then the first item of business would be the governance committee.
No, deal with the GMSC is unfinished business.
Yes.
Oh, I see. And,
That's the issue. Okay, so that's the issue. Let's hear some further discussion. We have a few minutes to settle this. Myla and then Bella.
Janine. Janine Ron was before Myla.
That's true, Chair.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Go ahead. Janine, sorry.
Well, I just want to say the fundraising committee has had that motion for about 3 months, and it hasn't been heard by the LSB. It was put off here. And, you know, I think it's a bad precedent to start, you know, taking old business and pushing it down. So, you know, I certainly want I think we can get through everything, but, yeah. You know, I would hate for it to be postponed again for a fourth month, you know.
Yeah, thank you. Bella?
I agree. And then further, I would like to add that, you know, I think that we can dispense with the CAB situation, as Grace prescribed, rather quickly. That's a done deal. So let's go into our tally, our tellers, dispense with that as quickly as possible, our CAB, and then go into the rest of our business. And I agree with Janine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's the question, Bella. Do you want to put the CAB ahead of the other unfinished business apart from the GM search committee, or do you want to put it up as the first item?
I do not mind doing that if we can take care of that immediately and get it out of the way immediately. Otherwise, there's a major issue here. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Other comments on this question? Marisol has a hand up, thumb up for yes on that idea. So that I think that was Grace's motion, yes, is to move up.
Marisol wants to be heard.
Yeah, I'm just reiterating to everybody, Grace's motion is to move up this piece of the business, the CAB, to after the GM search committee and then proceed with the rest of the unfinished business. Is that everybody's understanding?
Marisol wanted to speak to be heard.
Yeah, thank you. Marisol?
No, I was just agreeing, yes. Let's go ahead and take care of a new business. That's what we're here for.
Okay. Okay, any further comments, or is that the people okay with that amendment?
This is Janine Vistak.
Go ahead.
I don't want to be misunderstood. I actually am not for that. I think, you know, we have items that have waited 3 months, and I don't think it's really, I think they can go quickly. I think it's a bad precedent to start, so.
I'm sorry. I take back my position, and I agree with Janine. Let's dispense with the old business right away. Thank you.
All right. So Grace made the motion. We're gonna have to vote on it. The original proposal is to have all the unfinished business, and then committee reports and other new business. And Grace wants to move up this piece of the new business to after the GM search. So we're going to vote on that. And if it's approved, that we'll incorporate an agenda with it. If it's disallowed, we'll go back to the original proposal of the unfinished business, followed by the new business, including action items like this. So, Ralph, on Grace's amendment to move up the cab selection process to ahead of some of the unfinished business. Can you call the roll?
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Alan B?
Yes.
Alan votes yes. Fred Blair?
Pass.
Fred passes. Marisol Cruz?
Yes.
Marisol, yes. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Bella votes no. Raymond Goldstone?
No.
Raymond votes no. Ralph votes yes. Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Eric votes yes. Kim Kaufman?
I'm sorry, abstain.
Kim abstains. Myla Reason? Myla?
Sorry, I'm gonna abstain.
Myla abstains. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Janine Roan?
No.
Janine votes no. Ruth Strauss?
I think for Kim, I should abstain. Thank you.
Ruth abstains. Beth Von Gutten?
Yes.
Beth votes yes. Michael Novick?
No.
Michael votes no. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Fred votes yes. Okay, I think that's everyone. Hold on.
You didn't call Eric. I didn't hear you call Eric. Take a second.
He voted yes.
Okay.
I see a couple of phones that I don't know who they are. It's a 562 and ends in 5964.
The 323 is Dan McCorvey.
Oh, hi, Dan.
Okay, I have 8 yes votes, 4 no votes, and 3 abstentions.
I have 7 yes votes. Oh, never mind. I'm sorry. My mistake. Right.
Okay, what was that tally again, Ralph? Yes, 8 yes?
4 no and 3 abstentions.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. So that's incorporated. So the current proposal for the agenda overall is the GM search process completion, then the cab, two motions from governance, then the rest of the unfinished business that was remaining on the agenda from the last meeting, which is the governance motion as amended on Spanish language programming, the finance committee motion on third party thank you gift premiums fundraising, and the fundraising committee motion on posting of meetings of some of the national bodies, followed by our other business committee reports, directors reports. Any other, I don't think there are any other committee motions. Any objections to that? And Ralph and I will work on times and get the information out to people. I'm sorry?
Chair, you have Mala Regan standing for anything.
I think Raymond was trying to say something. I have Mila, Bella, and Raymond.
I'd like to move to accept the agenda.
Yeah, hang on a second.
Sorry, Raymond's other people are speaking. I move to accept the proposed agenda. And
Mr. Chair, can you ask Mr. Raymond to speak?
Bella, please don't call out. Let Mila finish her motion.
I'd like to move that
we... Mila was not recognized, Mr. Chair.
Mila was recognized. Please be quiet, Bella. You can't keep calling out.
One more time, I'd like to move that we accept the agenda as proposed.
Okay, thank you. Raymond, were you trying to speak?
Yes, but I'll pass.
Bella?
Yes, you ruled me out of order, but you dismissed Raymond Goldstone, who asked to be acknowledged before Mila. And I was trying to make you acknowledge that, and you did not. Rather, you came after me. Thank you.
Okay, again, if you want to speak, you can raise your hand if you're on the phone.
I had my hand raised.
Speaking to you, Bella. People who are on the phone can raise their...
I call for a vote. On the agenda.
Yes, thank you. Are there any objections to Mila's motion to accept the proposed agenda?
Why do you allow her to speak out of turn, is my question. Why?
Why don't you bury the hatches already, Bella, please?
But this happens at every meeting.
Never did.
Mr. Goldstone, did you wish to speak?
No, thank you.
Okay, I heard no objections to the motion, so that proposed agenda is approved. I want to remind people that we did create an election process for the chair of this committee, so I will be contacting the tellers to see about getting ballots to everybody, and we'll have a substantial amount of time before we have to resolve that, but it will be resolved at the committee next month. So I'd like to thank everybody. I think we've completed our business.
We have not completed our business.
Good night.
Okay, what else do we have to?
We have a full agenda ahead of us. We have unfinished business from the prior meetings.
Chair, may I be recognized? Lawrence?
Go ahead, Lawrence.
I'll move that we adjourn.
Second.
That's not debatable.
Okay. That's right. A motion to adjourn is not debatable. Is there objections to adjournment? Hearing none.
Yes, I object. Bella DeSoto objects.
Okay. Bella has objected. Do you want to vote on it, Bella?
Yes. I would like to vote on this. Thank you.
Janine to the stack.
Janine?
I could be recognized. I think what Paul is referring to is what I brought up at the beginning of the meeting, is that there's some motions that are left over, one of them being the membership motion that was brought up at the last...
This is not debatable.
It's not. All right, thank you.
All right, well,
The ruling of the chair at the beginning of the meeting about that was the only reason that we had that motion up was because of the motion to rescind.
Thank you, guys. All right. I'd like to just explain that I had the same understanding.
Excuse me, Chair.
Why am I being interrupted? I was recognized.
Point of order.
I was recognized.
Point of order.
Yes, I'm sorry. All right, thank you.
I think it is in order for me to just comment on the
debatable.
Everybody, please stop calling out.
And why was I recognized?
Well, then take the vote, Michael, so people don't start calling out with a point of order.
All right, thank you.
Non-debatable.
Okay, thank you. So we're going to vote on the motion to adjourn.
And I asked to be recognized.
Yes,
recognize me. And then I got interrupted. All I wanted to do is just explain something.
We don't want to hear it.
Excuse me. Stop shouting. Everybody else, please stop shouting.
This meeting is disgusting.
My hand's been up. I have a point of order. This is Eric.
What's your point of order, Mr. Jacobson?
Yes, the time, there's been no extension. We're at the time certain.
Thanks so for taking my time, everyone, that I was given and then taken away. All I wanted to do is give some credibility.
All right, thank you.
What we're talking about.
Yeah, the meeting, at this point, the meeting is adjourned because we hit the time certain and, we're done. So, thank you all for your participation.